You're listening to SBS News.
As they made their way to school on Tuesday morning, it wasn't just their bags and books Victorian students needed to pack. In a joint letter to parents right around the state the day before, Victoria's state, Catholic and independent school heads said this: the Victorian Department of Health strongly recommends that face masks are worn in indoor settings. As a result, we are asking all students aged 8 and over and all staff in all schools across Victoria to wear masks when in class from now until the end of winter. At school drop-off, parents had mixed opinions.
I'm all for anything that helps keep the kids in school, basically. Being able to run around and keep going as best as we possibly can, if it's one small act that we can do.
Ideally, we wouldn't be here again, but if it's something that helps the spread of the virus and other germs that are going around, then that's a good thing. It's hard to get my kids into tracksuit pants on days like this, so yes, definitely hard to get them to wear a mask at times, but they're pretty good.
I prefer to see it, I guess, strongly recommended as opposed to mandated, but if it's going to mean that the school staff are protected and that at the end of the day the children can be at school and not go back to remote learning like it was, then I think that's, you know, it's a good step and a positive step in the right direction.
The schools aren't calling this a mandate, but some parents are criticising it as a mandate by stealth. Acting Victoria Premier Jacinta Allen says the government did not direct the school heads to send the letter to parents.
Nothing's changed. The information that's going out to schools today is entirely consistent with the advice that was released last week by the Health Minister to the broader Victorian community, which had that very strong recommendation to wear masks indoors where you can, where appropriate.
The principal at Melbourne's Blackburn Primary School, Andrew Cock, is aware of the criticism, but he says the new rule is the best way to keep students and their teachers in class.
There'll be some parents that are fully on board with it, and there'll be some that are not so happy with it. We want children at school, in their classrooms, with their class teachers, with their friends. That is the best place for them to go. Whatever we can put in place to ensure that that's occurring, that's what we will continue to do.
Across the border in New South Wales, students return to school on Tuesday for Term 3, but the state's Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell, said they could decide for themselves whether or not to wear a mask.
I think that people have a common sense approach to COVID. We know what we need to be doing, particularly as we're seeing case numbers, but there's no punishment for a student who's choosing not to wear a mask. It's only encouraged and it's a personal matter for them.
Masks and their place in the classroom dominated debate around the country on Tuesday, but for some experts, that's not where the problem lies. Around the country, only 40% of children aged between 5 and 11 are fully vaccinated. In some states, like Queensland, that number is as low as 31%. Brisbane GP and Queensland Chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Bruce Willett, said boosting that number needs to be a priority.
I think one of the things that would be really useful would be school-based vaccination programs for COVID. I think there are a lot of people out there who are really keen to get vaccinated but just don't get around to it, and making it easier would be a great thing we can do.
While children mostly experience mild cases of COVID-19, paediatrician and infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boy says vaccination can help protect against the odd severe case.
The likelihood of getting severe COVID in a healthy child is very low, and it's even lower if they're vaccinated. However, they can be part of the transmission process and they can pass it on to adults who may be vulnerable. Most of them won't get severe COVID, but we don't know which ones will. Even well children can get severe COVID, and some may go on to get long COVID. So vaccination is helpful.
The ACT currently leads the country in child vaccination, with almost 70% having two doses. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.